An exhibition of three important Cincinnati photographers who documented the city's neighborhoods is at the Skirball Museum on the campus of Hebrew Union College Jewish Institute of Religion in Clifton. It's part of Photo Focus, and Museum Director Abby Schwartz is here to fill us in. Hi, Abby.
Hi, Anne.
Tell us about the artists in this show.
Well, the artists in this show are George Rosenthal, Daniel Ransohoff, and Ben Rosen.
And tell us about the kinds of photographs they took.
George and Dan both took photographs of Cincinnati's neighborhoods at the same time, maybe unbeknownst to each other, but with very different results. George Rosenthal was commissioned by the Historical Society to document Cincinnati's neighborhoods, particularly those that were slated for demolition. And at this time, which was the late 1950s, it was the West End that was slated for demolition for I-75. So he took architectural photographs that were really magnificent, not just of a full building, but beautiful details as well, very aesthetically pleasing and wonderful images. And Dan Ransohoff, who had been taking photographs of Cincinnati's poor neighborhoods since the 1930s, was also taking pictures in the West End, but more focused on the human condition. Ben Rosen, whose works will be on view at the American Jewish Archives, also on the campus of Hebrew Union College, was taking photographs of Cincinnati's neighborhoods also for his work, which was for the Catholic Telegraph and for the American Israelite, but was very interested in Cincinnati landmarks like Fountain Square. He also documented the 1937 Cincinnati flood with magnificent photographs and was on hand when Charles Lindbergh came to Cincinnati and was at Lunkin Airport. So there's some great historical photographs that will be in that part of the exhibition.
And as you've indicated, there's quite a range of history going back to the 1930s. And what's the latest photograph?
The latest photographs, as far as we can tell, are probably from the early 1960s. And I say that because while George Rosenthal's photographs are all documented, and we know the dates were from 1957 to 1960 when this project was finished to document the West End, Ben Rosen's photographs are all dated through his career. Danny Ransohoff never labeled or dated a single photograph, but we know from the cars and the way these neighborhoods look that these were mostly taken in the 1950s.
Dan Ransohoff, though, may be the most familiar name because people know him as a character, first of all, in addition to being a teacher, a writer, and an activist. But I don't know that many people realize that he was a photographer.
Oh, my God. He gave, in the 1980s, 25,000 photographs to the Historical Society. And he was a very, very good photographer. He started as a young child. His father, who was an engineer, took him on visits to his sites and gave him a camera at a young age. And he really used it to go hand in hand with his professional life. He was a social worker, and his photographs often appeared in the brochures and publications of the social service agencies that he worked for or worked with. And he published a few of his own books and used his photographs of Cincinnati's neighborhoods to really pull at the emotional heartstrings that went along with these issues of urban decay and problems with poverty. So it was a big part of his life, and he was a very avid photographer.
Were there any images in the show that surprised you especially?
I think that the architectural images really surprised me, the Rosenthal images, from the standpoint of, you know, I knew intellectually that this was a project to document a neighborhood and to have images of the buildings that were slated to be destroyed. I wasn't prepared for how beautiful these photographs are. And I think that that juxtaposition of the knowledge that this neighborhood no longer exists, and then these beautiful shadowed grillwork details of architectural elements, you know, he had a really good eye for capturing not only the work he was supposed to be doing in terms of documenting a building, but really focusing in on some of the most beautiful details of these buildings, which sadly are for the most part lost.
I was going to say that probably, and if you fast forward ahead 50 years later, those buildings would probably have been preserved.
I think that that's one of the things we are hoping to talk about in one of the public programs associated with this exhibition is, are we doing any better about preservation and thinking about these buildings? The historic Longworth Betts district is still there in the West End, but all of the rest of these buildings that were so beautiful, equally beautiful, are gone. And I would hope that we would have a better sense of that today.
Well, you do have a public program coming up on November 12th, so let's hear about that.
Yes, it is called The West End, Looking Back, Looking Forward. And it is really an opportunity to speak with some wonderful local experts. Dan Hurley will be moderating the panel. Terry Grundy will be participating. He is the Director of Community Impact with the United Way and an adjunct professor at UC and was a very good friend and confidant of Danny Rantzehoff. Carl Westmoreland, who is senior researcher at the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center, has a long-standing connection with the West End and Cincinnati's neighborhoods. Dr. Gary Zola will be speaking about the early Jewish history of the West End, which is significant and one of the reasons that this appealed to the Skirball and to the AJA as an opportunity to present. John Horshaw, who wrote a book about the West End called Cincinnati's West End, who is still very connected with the neighborhood. And Scott Gamfer, who is the director of the history collections and preservation at the Museum Center, who, by the way, hold all of the Rantzehoff and Rosenthal photographs, who have given us these photographs for this exhibition. The American Jewish Archives holds the Rosen material, so they will be displayed there.
And where will this be taking place?
The panel will take place at Mayerson Hall in the second floor auditorium.
The exhibition has additional materials. What are they?
It does. We have the wonderful opportunity to be in touch with the family members of all of the photographers. So in the case of George Rosenthal, his son Henry provided us with his Leica camera, which is the camera he used for this project. Also, the three magazines of Portfolio magazine, which only lasted 2 years and three issues. A fabulous, perfect bound, very large scale, no ads magazine for graphic designers and artists. And they're just magnificent. So they're on view. We also have from Dan Rantzehoff's daughter a couple of his cameras, as well as publications in which his images appeared, and a page from the American Israelite that documents his Jewish Queen City tour. He was famous for giving tours not only of general Cincinnati and its history and its great locations, but also a tour tailored just for the Jewish community that documents the movement from downtown in the West End to Walnut Hills and Avondale, out to Amberley. And now, of course, if he were alive today, he'd be giving tours outside the 275 loop that where the Jewish community has moved all over greater Cincinnati.
And you mentioned Melvin Greer's iconic portrait.
Oh, fabulous photograph that appeared in the Cincinnati Post of Danny at work in his office at the community chest. It's like, where's Waldo? I mean, there are so many papers and objects, and he's sitting at a light table in his iconic scarf and sport jacket. And next to it is George Rosenthal's photo done by Sidney Stryker, where he is in a perfect businessman suit. I mean, he did work for S. Rosenthal Company, Printers and Publishers, his father's company. So he was a businessman and just dressed to the nines, and a very formal photograph in contrast to this at work, at the desk, totally disheveled space in which Danny was so productive and worked so well.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful exhibition, and we look forward to seeing it. Thanks so much for joining me today.
My pleasure, Anne.
My guest has been Abby Schwartz, director of the Skirball Museum at the Hebrew Union College Jewish Institute of Religion in Clifton. George S. Rosenthal, Ben Rosen, and Dan Rantzehoff, Documenting Cincinnati's Neighborhood, is an exhibition that runs through December 21st at the Skirball Museum in Clifton. You can find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ann Ehrenstein.